2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Welcome to DFS Army's First Look NBA Breakdown, brought to you by Fantasy Draft, the home of rake-free daily fantasy sports. I'm Cash Gig, and today we're doing a game-by-game breakdown of tonight's 10-game slate. But before that, if you're not following me on Twitch, please give me a follow and turn on those notifications when you know I go live. Also, if you're not a member of DFS Army, then please sign up with the link below or in chat using promo code TWITCH to save yourself 20% off your lifetime membership. That includes all sports. I know NFL is over, but we're kicking off XFL coverage starting this weekend. So get on there. It's part of the membership. PGA, MMA, NASCAR, all that stuff's coming. Everything is included. So jump on in and using promo code TWITCH. Again, save yourself 20% off. So let's get after this thing, man. Big slate. 10 games. Again, we're going to use Fantasy Draft, rake free. Again, if you're not playing a ton of money every night and you're building your bankroll, please go play on Fantasy Draft. Save the money. Don't be giving the rake back to the sites. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. So let's head on over here and look at the site, and we'll go over some injury news while we're on top of it. All right. Let's see what we have for injury news today. It's a ton of it. Ricky Rubio is questionable. We saw this last night. He was kind of a late scratch after FanDuel started, but again, late scratch. We saw Jerome sit as well, so Okobo saw the start. But this has been Devin Booker's team for the last couple weeks. That's the guy you want. They're playing Brooklyn. We got no Kyrie as well. So it's going to be Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie, again, with no Kyrie. Those are the guys I'm looking for. It's just basically Booker on that side and Dinwiddie on the other side. Luka's still out with that ankle, so Porzingis is going to play. He just didn't play the last game because of rest. So fire up the Porzingis. He's going to have all the usage he can handle. And then we got to guess what Rick Carlisle is going to do. Is Rick Carlisle going to start Brunson or JJ? He's had two games. He started JJ the first one, Brunson the second one. You want the guy that's going to start here. I would guess it's Brunson, but it's Rick Carlisle. Who knows? Trae Young is questionable. If you were to sit, Jeff Teague could get the start and see, you know, 25, 30 minutes. And he's still pretty cheap. Derrick Rose is doubtful. So it's a good matchup against Memphis. So if he is not going to sit, we got to look at guys like Bruce Brown, Reggie Jackson. They're going to play a ton of minutes, and you know, with the way that team is right now, and they're probably in the selling as it is, I just, those are the guys you're really looking for. Kemba Walker is out. Also, Marcus Smart is doubtful. With those two guys out of the loop, we're going to look at a lot of Tatum, a lot of Brown, a lot of Hayward. Those guys are going to pick up the load. I think I like Brown the most here, but you can make a case for any one of them, and they're probably going to be extremely popular going up against Atlanta, one of the faster teams in the league that doesn't play defense. So we just got to pick, you know, I always hate loading up on Boston guys, but this is a great matchup. Julius Randle is probable, so that kind of just takes everything out of that front court with him. So not a big deal there. They're playing Cleveland, so don't mind playing some Randle. D'Angelo Russell, he is questionable. If he is the sit, they're playing Washington. And again, another great matchup where you want to attack. I look at Burks and Lee. Those are the guys, the two guys that I like to play here. If we go down the list a little bit here, look at P.J. Washington. He got upgraded to questionable. He was doubtful earlier. They're playing Orlando. This guy's really, really low over-under. I mean, it's just north of 200, so I don't really have a whole lot of love there at all. In that same game, Evan Fournier, he's questionable. if he sits, maybe some Ross, but again, on a 10-game slate, it's not the game that I really want to target at all. T.J. Warren. He is out. So we might see, you know, Sabonis' rebounds pick up. I really like Sabonis when Warren's out. We'll probably see Sampson starting again. I don't really have a whole lot of love there for a slate this large. Then you can look at maybe Dermott off the bench, but I would just basically focus on Sabonis here with Warren out. Bagley's still out. So Bielitsa, he's still going to get a ton of minutes. If Dedmon plays, you know, it's Dedmon or Giles. If Dedmon sits, then I like Giles. If he doesn't, then I probably like Dedmon. I know they're still trying to shop him. We got RJ Barrett still out, but again, going up against Cleveland, not real excited here. Elf on the shelf. Elf Payton is back in the rotation there, so it doesn't really matter. You know, we're not going to get that DSJ, you know, cheap 3,100 like we did the other day on DraftKings. The big one for Atlanta, though, is Reddish is out and Hunter is questionable. And if Hunter sits as well, we're going to see a ton of Herter. He'll play a ton of minutes. So really have to look for that. You know, especially if Trae Young is out, Herter could probably pick up a ton of usage here. So that's on the Atlanta side of the ball. Again, they're going up against Boston, a good defensive team. Really have to see what's going on there. But again, a lot of news on a 10-game slate. You know, you got to be in our chat here and make sure, you know, you're in that NBA late-breaking news channel as we let you know what's going on and who to pivot to and the guys that are in play when you guys get out, guys that get announced out or the late scratches. Rui Hachimura, he's first game back, probable. Don't have a whole lot of love for him. Matchup's great against Golden State, but I don't think they'll run him out a ton of minutes. You know, he's kind of one of the key pieces in the future of that franchise, you know, rookie. I don't see them running him out a lot. So, again, I don't have a whole lot of love there. Especially Mo Wagner's back. He's probable. Again, that whole Washington front court's going to get a mess with all these guys getting healthy. That's the big news that we're really waiting on. There's a couple other small pieces here, but that's the big news. I guess Seth Curry is out, which, again, with Luka being out as well, you know, it is going to be just more Brunson and J.J. Barea there. With, you know, we got DeLon White and Brokoff as well, but I still like Brunson and J.J. more. What's up, Andrew C? How you doing, man? So, again, Big Ten game slate, fantasy draft. Don't pay the rake. If you're only playing, say, less than $100 a night, get over here and play this. They got plenty of contests to attack. The $25 entry, $17,500 total prize pool. You only got to beat 699 other lineups if you put a single bullet in here. Max 21 entries, $2,500 up top. I love this price structure here. Really nice price structure. You know, 10th gets you $200. Besides, see some of these other big tournaments on FanDuel and DraftKings, you're not going to see this kind of structure. They're always way, way, way too top heavy. So jump in on there. And they got things at every price point, man. You can come down here, and if you want to play, heck, they got a penny down here, $10 penny contest. So everything in between, $2 double ups. If you want to play single entry, $300, got you there as well. Head on over to Fantasy Draft, man. Let's get in here and dig into these prices a little bit, see what's going on. Again, massive 10-game slate. Let's start with the Knicks at the Cavaliers. This game is a 216.5 over under with Cleveland favored by 2. Like we talked about at the top of the show here, Elfrid Payton is back from his suspension from when he decided to push Crowder. If you saw that game, didn't like Crowder taking those three-pointers and showing him up when they were losing. So, again, Elf Payton back. You can attack Cleveland and the guards big time. No problem playing Elf Payton at 12-2. I believe that's a little too cheap for him. It does hurt all the other guard value. When he's out there, he does dominate the ball. But, you know, like, we do have a cheap Reggie Bullock here at 6'8", but, you know, he's seeing 26, 28 minutes. He's less than a 0.7 fantasy point per minute kind of guy. Low usage player. If you're looking for some, you know, cheap guys on the New York side, I guess you could look at him, but no one I'm overly excited about playing. As we talked with Barrett out, you know, it's just Elf Payton. And then, you know, Julius Randle, 15-6. I think it's a little pricey over here on Fantasy Draft. I really do. Don't really like that price. You know, we're looking for a 3x multiplier. So at that price, we need him to hit value. You know, he needs to hit around 45 fantasy points. And, you know, he's getting close to that if you want to use him as a cash game play. I just don't think there's a ton of meat left on the bone. I think a guy like Kevin Love at 13-2, I think there's a little bit more meat left on the bone there. Again, we're looking at right around 40 fantasy points. He's got that one dud, but he's got, you know, almost 40 fantasy points the last two games. The minutes really are what worry me about Kevin Love. You know, sometimes he'll play up into the, you know, low to mid-30s. Sometimes he's in the mid-20s. So, again, a game I'm not overly excited about on a slate this large. But those are the guys I would attack. You know, Colin Sexton's been playing really good ball. As you can see, 38 fantasy points, 36, 40, 31. Real consistent at 12K. Playing, you know, low to mid 30 minutes. I don't mind taking a shot at him. He's the last 2 weeks, he's been right around a 1.05 fantasy points per minute, 26% usage. Definitely a guy you can look at in your lineups, but again, not a game I'm overly excited about. Everyone's kind of healthy here. So let's move on to the Magic at Charlotte. We just talked about this game and the injury news. Extremely low over under. I don't think I remember seeing an over under this low in a while. 202.5 with Orlando favored by 4.5. Charlotte actually has an applied team total of 99. Pretty insane how low that team total is. And like I talked with the injury news, this is not a slate that I want to, I'm sorry, a game that I want to have very many people from, if at all. It's just for fantasy points when you get a over under this low, and we got some over unders that are pushing. What are some of the higher ones we have on the slate? 236.5. You know, we get Golden State and Washington. There's just better games to attack than this thing. This thing is just ridiculously low. So, Vooch 16-2. You know, Charlotte, you can attack. They're horrendous in the front court. But at 16-2, I don't know if there's a lot of meat left on the bone. He hasn't put over 42 fantasy points his last four. He did have a 55 spot 5 games ago. But at this price, you're looking for a 50 spot, and I just don't see it here. Again, we can go through these guys. You know, Markel Fultz, 10-2. He could be interesting. To me, this is like a, you know, when you get games, and sometimes people talk about there's too many games to look at. This is a game I just cross off and move on. I mean, sure, we all know that Devontae Graham, he has massive upside in him, you know, but the matchup's not great. Again, really low implied team total. Everyone's kind of healthy for this team. We did talk about, you know, Fournier being a little questionable here. And PJ Washington as well, but it really doesn't move the needle even if they're in or out here. So, you know, Aaron Gordon 11-8. If you wanted to give him a shot, you can. You're looking at, you want to get around that 35 fantasy point mark. Just nothing overly excited. So I think we just move on to the next game. Mavs and the Pacers. This is a 212.5 over under. Pacers favored by 5.5. Now, Porzingis, the unicorn. We just chuck him in our lineups here, man. Luka's out. He's going to have all the usage that he can handle. It's going to be extremely popular. I know it's not a great matchup against Indy, but 104 implied team total. You know, he can do a little bit of everything. You know, over the last couple weeks, he's been about a 1.2 fantasy point per minute, 28% usage. This is just priced too low. He should be 15K over here in fantasy draft. And if we look at him on the other sites as well, he's 8K on FanDuel, which is pretty pricey. 7K on DraftKings, you know, but he's still, I think he's going to be extremely popular tonight. A lot of meat left on the bone there with Porzingis, so you have to love that. We come down here to Brunson, 11-6. Again, they're going to be pretty short in that front court. for Dallas. We talked about Luka being out, and we talked about Seth Curry being out. So whoever starts from Brunson 11-6 or if J.J. Bray starts at 9-1, I want one of those guys. I think it's going to be Brunson. If we saw he started last game, put up 44 fantasy points in 27 minutes. Hyper efficient. Yes, he's playing Atlanta. Yes, it was a pace-up spot. But the game before we saw, he saw 20 minutes, put up 16. He didn't start that game. If we go over here and we look at, we'll pull up J.J. because, again, Rick Carlisle does Rick Carlisle things. He started against Phoenix, put up 27. Even J.J. off the bench saw 20 minutes against Houston, put up 29. So, you know, I think J.J.'s in play regardless with no Curry. And he's probably, if he doesn't start, I don't want to play him in cash games, but I would still have no problem playing a 91 J.J. in GPPs. I just think he'll be under-owned. And we saw the upside there. He's 3-8 on FanDuel, 4-4 on DraftKings. So a guy that we can look at playing here. If he starts, he's going to be uber popular with that price tag on him. So not a guy that, you know, I kind of hope that he doesn't start, and we can still play Brunson, no problem. But if we can get, and I don't mind playing both of them, if you want to throw both of them out there, but I hope Brunson starts and we can get a little bit of discount on Brea. And then hopefully he can go out there and Carlisle has no problem riding the hot hand as well. So, again, those are the three main guys I want to play on this team. I don't really want to play anyone else. I guess you could look at a DeLon Wright, but at 10K over here on Fantasy Draft is not someone that I'm really looking for. Again, on the Indy side, we talked about Sabonis, you know, with T.J. Warren being out. 17-4 is a big ask for him. I mean, we're looking, you need over 50, 52 points to hit that value. And he's got some big games in him, but that's a hefty price tag to ask for Porzingis here. For Sabonis. So he's 8-1 on FanDuel, 9-6 on DraftKings. I don't think I'll go quite there. On tournaments, no problem, but in cash games, I don't think I'll pay that price. Brogdon down here at 12-7 is a little interesting. I do think it hurts a little bit that Oladipo is back. Oladipo's 11-2. Not that I want to play Oladipo because his minutes are going to be monitored here for a while. It's only his third game back. I can't play him probably until after the All-Star break, until his minutes start going up. But a Brogdon at 12-7, you know, he's still playing mid-30s minutes. He hit 33 spot last game against New York, put up 43 in Chicago. No problem playing him against Dallas at 12-7. So he's interesting, and I think he has some meat left on the bone there. And he'll, as long as his price is down, he'll be playable until Oladipo, you know, has the training wheels off and he can just absolutely go off. Brogdon 6-5 on FanDuel, again cheap, 6-3 on DraftKings. Again, don't mind him at all. But that's about it on Indy. If you want to take a shot, maybe down here and. Maybe McDermott 7-9. It's still a little expensive. Ryan Brokhoff 6-7. Again, he's going to run a few minutes out here with these Dallas backcourt being kind of injured. Saw 20 minutes on start against Houston. Came off the bench, saw 22 minutes. Again, just shy of 20 fantasy points. I don't think there's a lot of upside there, though. So, again, big slate like this. Try not to get too cute. So, not a place I'll go. Let's head over to the Warriors and the Wizards. Now, this game, we finally get a decent over-under, 235 over-under with Washington favored by 4.5. Let's look at it's Bradley Beal, right? 18K. This game should just no defense on both sides of the ball here. D'Angelo Russell, again, is questionable. If he's out, we can look at guys like Lee or Burks. Both extremely cheap. Great matchup for both of them here. I just want to see who gets the start, but there's a lot of meat left on the bone for both of them. I think either one of them could go, you know, 3X plus here on Fantasy Draft, so don't mind either one of them. But Beal's the play, you know, on Washington. That front court gets really, really packed. We know Bryant is back. Bertans is back. Rui's first game is back. You know, Wagner's back. So I just want to just ignore this whole Washington front court situation. You know, they were great to pick for a little while when we had all those injuries, but as of now, not someone that I'm really looking at. For me, it's basically Bradley Beal on this team, and that's it. Again, on the Golden State side of the ball, it's Lee or Burks. If Russell is out, if Russell is in, 16-2 is a little expensive for me. But, you know, GPPs if you want to run it back on your Beal lineups. Draymond Green, 12-1 is cheap. I just don't – how many minutes are we going to see out of him? The minutes, 25 last game, put up 48, you know. It just seems like he's just trying to get through this season, and he's not trying to give max effort because they know they ain't going to the playoffs, and they're not going to win anything. But the minutes everywhere, 25, 27, 33. You know, he's got some spike games in here, and at 12K over fantasy draft, there's a lot of meat left on the bone. But for me, it's tournaments only. Fantastic matchup. You know, he's been a 1.22 fantasy point per minute. Low usage, 17% for Draymond. But purely a tournament play. Let's see his price over at FanDuel and DraftKings. He's a 6'2 on FanDuel, 6'5 on DraftKings. So, again, in that price point that you can't load up on him, but just more of a tournament play. Again, for me, it's mainly Beal. 56, 62, 60, 53, 51, 58. I mean, the last six games that he's played, he hasn't put less than 50 fantasy points up there. And then you won around, you know, 50, 54 fantasy points out of the guy. And there's upside here. So I have no problem playing some Beal. Let's head on over to the 76ers and the Miami Heat. This game is a 212 over under. And it looks like we have Miami favored by 2.5. Jimmy Butler at 15-4. A little interesting there, playing Philly again. Played for Philly last year. You know, this is not a revenge spot for Butler. Butler's a dog, man. Butler's going to go out and play regardless. He doesn't need any extra motivation. 15-4, though, you know, with no Josh Richardson, I have just no problem playing Butler at 15-4 here. You know, we want to get, you know, a good 45 fantasy points out of him. He hasn't really done it the last three games. But, you know, put up 55 the last time he placed Philly here back on December 28th. So we know there's upside. I had to pull the game log and look and see if we had any guys out there. But Butler's going to ball when he's going to ball in Miami. Embiid, 17K, and Simmons, 17K. Again, too pricey for me. I would rather go down to Tobias Harris here. I think that's a fair price point at 12.9. There's a little bit of meat left on the bone. But when both Embiid and Simmons are both playing, and again, it's a tough matchup here against Miami. They're a great defensive team. I just, you know, Bam, 15.8. This is basically a stay away point unless you're playing Jimmy or Harris. These are really the only two guys that I want. But Philly being mostly healthy besides Richardson, it's not a spot you can really get any value on this team, and it's not a spot that I want to take most of these studs. I think the next game that we're going to go on is where a lot of people are going to go, and for good reason, because we have some injuries. So let's head on over to the Celtics at the Hawks. This is another decent over-under. 224.5 over-under. Boston favored by 7. We talked about, through the injury news, Kemba Walker being out, and you know, Smart being doubtful, so that front, that backcourt's going to be really, really thin here. So Jaylen Brown, 14-4. I have no problem playing him. I think a lot of people will look to play Brad Wanamaker here at 6'8". He's going to play, you know, close to 28, 30 minutes. He's not a great fantasy point per minute player. He's 0.8 over the last 2 weeks, 17% usage. But if you're looking for some value, it's a great matchup to play him. I think he's going to be popular because of that. I'm more leaning. I would much rather play J.J. Barea for the ceiling than a 6'8 Watermaker. But if you're looking for a cash game and you're looking for some salary relief, I have no problem playing 6'8 Watermaker. Just in tournaments, I don't really feel it. We did talk about Jeff Teague if we get some Trae Young being out. Trae Young at 17-8. To me, at this point in his career, he's matchup proof. We saw the big games he played against Toronto. Shooting Philly put up 77. You know, Washington 77, Toronto 73. He got hurt there and only put up 19 in Dallas. But he's got massive, massive upside. I mean, he's got games that Giannis puts up. So you can always play Trae Young here. But again, we got to watch that injury status here. Let's look at Jason Tatum, 13-7. I think he's going to be extremely popular as well against Atlanta. You can attack Atlanta. They're not very good against these versatile bigs like this. 1.54 fantasy points per minute the last 2 weeks. Kind of been on fire here. 31% usage. Again, no problem playing him against Atlanta. 13-7 is a little cheap. I think you can play him in all formats. Definitely a cash game play here. And then we talked about on the Atlanta side of the ball, you know, Jeff Teague at 8-1. If Young doesn't go, if he's going to see enough minutes, you know, tournament play for me, just because, again, he's not a very high fantasy point per minute. He's actually worse than Wanamaker over the last 2 weeks, 0.76 fantasy points per minute. A little bit higher usage at 19%, but no one I'm really loving to play. I would much rather play Kevin Huerter. I mean, he's been a 0.74 fantasy points per minute, around the same, but he's going to play ungodly minutes. And so I would prefer paying up for Huerter over Teague if you're choosing between the two. But until we see news on this entire team, I don't think we can really decide what we're going to do. So we'll just throw in this lineup, we'll throw in Jaylen Brown and Tatum and move on. Again, and don't forget about, you know, we can't forget about, you know, Collins at 15-1. If Young is out, I don't mind playing some Collins at 15-1. His usage does go up. And then Gordon Hayward at 14-5. I just don't know which Gordon Hayward we're going to get half the time. You know, he has 19 points against Philly here in 35 minutes. But he did put up 44, 43 against Golden State in Miami. So he's got some big games in him. He's got to be in your player pool. He's probably just the third favorite out of the three, though, of Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I just prefer those guys over Hayward. But, you know, especially being more expensive than those two here over fantasy draft. But, again, they're going to be popular against Atlanta. And I hate Celtic Chalk Night. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt when you're building your lineups. You know, I don't load up because I don't think all of them will go off, but they're so hard to predict which ones are going to go off. So I tend to line the lead just playing two of them. So from that, let's head on over to the Suns at the Nets. Another game, we got some injury news here. We talked about at the top of the show. This is a 224 half over under. Brooklyn favored by 2.5. You're basically playing Spencer Dinwiddie, 14-5. There is absolutely no Kyrie Irving here. We know Dinwiddie's usage goes way up. Love this play. Let's check his price tag over FanDuel and DraftKings. 7-1 at FanDuel is a freebie. 8K at DraftKings, a little expensive. But on FanDuel, it's just free. You just plug him in and move on. $32 at Yahoo's is not a bad price. A little expensive, but fantasy draft and FanDuel, no problem playing them there, especially FanDuel. That's ridiculous. But again, we all know that. Now, Rubio, he was out yesterday, screwed a bunch of people. I'm glad he was not in the opto that we ran. I pulled his. He just hasn't been doing anything. Booker's been the guy. If we look at Booker here, 16-1. 35, 57, 48, 57 fantasy points the last four games here. Again, playing Brooklyn, I love going back and forth here. Excuse me. I love running Spencer Dinwiddie and Booker. Let's look at Booker's price tag over on FanDuel and DraftKings and see what it's at. 8-6 on FanDuel and 8-6 on DraftKings. You are not getting him for free. He's expensive. But, you know, I don't care if Rubio plays or sits, but if he sits, it's just, again, more ball handling. Bigs against Brooklyn. We talked about this. 8-14 2. This is another cash play for me. I think Booker at price is probably your GPP play at 16-1, but DeAndre 8-14 2. Bigs against Brooklyn. Put up a 30 spot against OKC, but Dallas 49, Memphis 49. So he's got 50 point upside in him, and at 14. We're looking only for around 40, 43 fantasy points to hit that, you know, so there's upside here and no problem playing him in cash games. I think he's going to be popular in cash games at that price because there is meat left on the bone. Coming down here, Caris LeVert, 9-2. Always interesting upside play when Kyrie is off. We got some games down here. You know, his minutes, though, 19, 21, 21. Hasn't cracked 20 fantasy points in about a week. But before that, he had some good games against Philly, 32, 28 against the Lakers. So there's upside there. It's a very risky play. Garrett Temple at 7-5 is someone that's interesting. He sees some big minutes. He usually gets the start at 36 minutes, put up 30 fantasy points against Washington. But there's some duds in there as well. So he's not a cash game play. He's more just a tournament play if you're looking. But again, the guys you're looking at here in this game, 10-game slate, don't get cute. Look at Dinwiddie, Ayton, and Booker. You know, don't forget against Oubre. I have no problem playing him as well. 13-1's a little expensive, but, you know, there is upside there, especially if Rubio is out. 46 fantasy points put up against OKC. I don't think he's on the injury report today. So he might go overlooked. But yeah, Oubre, 13-1. Excellent GPP play. Let's head on over to Pistons at the Grizzlies. Again, we talked about, we got some injury news here. So we're going to have some cheap guards to look at here, especially over here in fantasy draft. With Derrick Rose being doubtful, the value that you're going to look, we did talk about Bruce Brown, and we talked about, where's he at? Bruce Brown and Reggie Jackson, 9K. So if you're looking at cash games, you can play either one of these. You can play both together. I think, you know, Reggie Jackson's been, over the last 2 weeks, has been the more productive guy. He's been at 1.14 fantasy point per minute, 28% usage. He's, you know, if they see both mid-30s, again, you can play them both. But Reggie Jackson will be the guy I would lean a little bit heavier in cash games, and maybe Bruce Brown, the tournament play. But both great cash game plays. Guys, the guys you want on Detroit. Yeah, Drummond 16-9 against Memphis. I just don't think he's all there, man. 40 split at 47, 35 minutes against Toronto, 41 against Brooklyn. You can play him at 16-9. I just think there's those other bigs that are cheaper, like Porzingis and Ayton, Tatum, all under that, I think, that have similar upside in raw points that out of the go that have a higher fantasy point per minute. But Reggie Jackson, again, Bruce Brown, extremely popular plays over here on Fantasy Draft. Reggie Jackson over on FanDuel is 4-5. And DraftKings 4-7. Again, great plays on all sites across the board here. Bruce Brown 3-8 on DraftKings, way too cheap. FanDuel 4K. Again, playing both at the same time, no problem. John Morant on Memphis, 12-4. I still think that there's other guys I'd rather go. I'd rather play the cheap side on the Detroit side than over here in Memphis. Valanciunas has been, you know, had some monster games. 38, 37, 48 over his last four. He's only 13-3 over at Fantasy Draft, so I don't mind playing a little bit of him. Jaren Jackson Jr. is back, so we can't play Josh Jackson. So, again, Memphis has 117 implied team total. Points are going to get scored on this team. And you're probably looking at, you know, Ja Morant being, you know, there's a lot of guards that are cheap on this slate. So when you're looking at it, one thing that makes Fantasy Draft interesting is playing some of these guys, because you can play five guards on Fantasy Draft. You don't just have to play, you know, three. You can play 5 point guards. You can play five centers if you want to. So the lineup construction, you know, again, I think you're fine with Jovall, Morant, or Jackson. I don't really have a whole lot of love for Crowder or Brooks with this team completely healthy. It's mainly those big three. And again, 117 implied team total. They're going to put some points up on the board. And again, how your lineup construction is going. It looks to me, as going through the slate, that the value is going to be in the guards. So we might be spending up for the big boys like Jovall here. So again, when you're putting lineup construction over here on Fantasy Draft, I like to see where your value is at and what's just pushing your lineup construction. But so right now it's looking at the guard spot. Let's head on over to the Timberwolves at the Kings. 226 over under. Sacramento. Jeez, I can't speak today, man. The Kings are favored by 1.5. De'Aaron Fox, 15-1. Going against Minnesota. Minnesota does not play defense, especially against guards, man. They suck against combo guards. Fox has been on a tear last 2 weeks. 1.29 fantasy points per minute. 34% usage. Been playing some big minutes here. Again, at 15K, we are looking for about 45 fantasy points. Disappoint a little bit at the Lakers, but that's a hard matchup. 37. But against the Clippers, again, that was a hard matchup. He put up 61. 31 against OKC. But he put up 46 here against Minnesota on January 27th. So he's had some success here where he put up 22, 7, 8, 2 blocks and a steal. So I don't mind playing him. I still think there's some other guards cheaper that other play, but he's a cash game consideration. Again, if we're going to be spending up at the center, Cat's been on a vengeance since he's been back. He had a bad game against Sacramento there. Again, only put up 39 fantasy points, but that's an outlier to me. I mean, put up 56 against the Clippers. OKC, 64. Houston, 54. If you're going to be spending some money on this slate with 112 applied team total, I have no problem going to Cat. I have a hard time trusting Wiggins at all. We talked about Bagley being out. I have, you know, Bielitsa at 11-8. Man, he has some bad games lately. He's got some big games, too. He put up 54. 41 minutes against Minnesota, but since then, 7, 20, 20. He's got some duds in there as well, but I think people, you know, look at those game logs and not go there. But if you're going to get 30, 31 minutes out of Bielitsa and they don't play defense at all on the Minnesota side of the ball, 93 fantasy points per minute, 16% usage, I have no problem going there. Probably more tournaments for me than cash games because we have enough value that I don't think you need to go there. That's about it. Again, it's Cat Fox. We can't look at Buddy Hield. He played off the bench the last couple games, and he's 36, 36, 33, 19, 56 against Minnesota. Again, tournament plays, though. I can't trust these guys in cash games, but both these There's a lot of tournament plays here. Wiggins, I can never get Wiggins right. Again, puts up a 63 spot against Sacramento. Then comes back and plays the Clippers and puts up 23. Then OKC, 29. Houston, 41. He's just all over the place. You can't play a guy like this in cash. He's just all over the place, tournaments only. And they're all priced pretty accordingly. Like I said, Bielitsa and Hield have a lot of meat left on the bone, but the floor is just not there for me to play those guys in cash games. Let's head to the Hammer game. 10:30 Eastern Standard Time start. Spurs and the Clippers. This ain't your daddy Spurs. The one thing that stood out here was 12-9 LaMarcus Aldridge. He only played 27 minutes, put up 21 fantasy points the other day. He was out for a couple games, so Jakob Poeltl saw a lot of time. I think those minutes will trend up more towards the mid-30s here, low to mid-30s. And he's been over a fantasy point per minute kind of guy. At 12-9, you know, I think he can get you 36, 37 fantasy points. So a guy that I don't mind, you know, if you're looking for a guy in this range. But, you know, when Porzingis is 200 more at 13-1, it's Porzingis all day long. But you get a lot less ownership here on Aldridge, and I don't mind that spot. It's kind of hard on the Clippers side of the ball because you got a 14-2 Paul George, which is way too cheap. 18K Kawhi Leonard. When both these guys play, I can't pay 18K for Kawhi Leonard. But for Paul George, 14-2, I don't mind looking there. It's not a Hammer game that I think is a must have, you know. I mean, the Clippers are favored by 9 to 227.5 over under. With both teams relatively healthy, you know, I don't really like playing Lou or Harrell with Paul George and Kawhi both back in the fold here. So I don't have a whole lot of love from the Clippers side. Again, they got a massive 118 implied team total. But, you know, it's tough to peg. We do have a 6K guy here that could be interesting. Brian Forbes, 6K. Still, even then, No huge games. Put up 31 on January 20th against Phoenix. But since then, 11, 11, 12, yeah. 23 against Toronto. Not a lot of good 6K guys. I think you're going to live in this 9 to 11K range, mostly on the slate on fantasy draft. But yeah, hammer game. Aldridge for me. And then maybe Paul George. Harrell 12-3. If LMA were to sit, you could look at Jacob Poeltl 10-1. But if LMA plays, there's no way you're playing Jacob Poeltl at all. He just won't see the minutes that you need. Zubac at 8-6. Again, no one I'd really look at here. DeJounte Murray at 10-2. You know, it's hard to pick where the usage is going to go for the Spurs. He's got a 32-32 over his last two games against Charlotte and Utah. So if you're looking to go there, but when you got Reggie Jackson and Brunson and these guys that have 40-point upside, you know, if you're looking for a hammer spot, again, LMA, 16K for DeRozan's way too expensive for me. They're just a good defensive team. It's going to be hard to pick anything on the Spurs. And again, with the Clippers healthy, I just don't. Paul George, Harrell, or Lou Will. I ain't paying 18K for Leonard when he tries to rest anytime he can get. Kanger says, sup? You doing DraftKings notes tonight? I am doing DraftKings notes tonight. So after I get done with this, I will start hammering out some notes on DraftKings. So again, head on over there. Fantasy draft. Rake free. Don't be giving these sites all that rake, man. 16% rake on some of these, on FanDuel and DraftKings on some of these contests, which is absolutely insane. There's no reason for that. You should put that money in your pocket. If you're grinding every night, I'm telling you, man, just don't. Don't give it. Don't give to these sites that are just raking you to death. It's ridiculous. I hope someday that we have a 10% slate. I like every slate, man. Andrew C. asked if I like tonight's slate. I like them all, man. Especially big slates. We have a lot of options. I don't always like playing small slates, but I like all slates. So I think we got enough value we can attack here. And one thing I love about big slates is there's never – the percentages are always lower than they should be because they're spread out and people try to play everybody. And if you can pick a small core and a small player pool and attack it heavily, you can get over the field way more. So, like, for instance, because it's a 10-game slate, right? And if Rose is out and we get a 9K Reggie Jackson, you know, he might be 20% or whatever on a 10-game slate when he should be like 40%. So it's usually half of what it usually is. So, again, fantasy draft. Use promo code Twitch. We had two big wins. Let me give a shout out to some of the big wins we had yesterday at DFS Army. We had a guy, PC Andrews, DraftKings. He took a share of that Millie last night. $64,000. Dude built four lineups. I think it's four or six lineups in that Super Bowl showdown. $64,000 was his share. I think it was shared by 23 people. Fantastic hit. We also, over the weekend, man, yesterday, Sunday, big day for the Army. Again, Apollo underscore 360 took second in the 500K drive the green for $40,000. So over $100,000 in winnings on Sunday. We just continue to get bigger and bigger wins over here. Been smashing, I think, since the beginning of the year. We're up over close to 600,000 in wins from users. It's been fantastic. Again, we're only getting better. We push the tools. We're never complacent. Again, XFL's here. We got XFL coverage. That's included in your price, man. So again, sign up. Use that promo code Twitch. Get in here. MMA, PGA, it's all here. College basketball, all one price, man. Can't beat it. Without that, let me get on these notes. Head on over to DFS Army. Sign up. Get in here. Let's get after tonight, fellas. Love you guys all, man. Deuces.